As for me, the question has already been answered. Should we be here? Yes. Should we show others how to demonstrate our resolve? Yes, and we shall do it here this evening.
The words of the late, great broadcaster Jack Buck, voice of the St. Louis Cardinals for so many years, in the days following September 11, 2001, after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and the plane that went down in the fields in Pennsylvania. Good evening and welcome to And That's the Game. It is September 11th, 2020, 19 years from the day that saw the most horrific terror attack ever to befall on U.S. soil, the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on the fields of Pennsylvania where United Flight 93 went down. We don't know where that plane was headed on September 11th, 2001. It is a solemn day. It is a somber day. It is a day that 19 years later, we still stop on this day and ask the question, where were you? What were you doing? What do you remember? For so many of the younger generation, they are learning this in their history classes in school, the way that for people like me, learned about World War I or World War II or Korea or Vietnam. Never in our wildest imaginations, as we learned about those things in history, did we ever think that we would be teaching our young ones a moment in history that we lived through ourselves. I have had the unfortunate aspect of living through some gruesome moments in sports, in life, in history itself. I remember the hurricanes that ravaged Florida, most specifically Hurricane Andrew, the earthquakes in the Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area that stopped the World Series, the attacks on the World Trade Center from the truck bombing that occurred in 1993, the Oklahoma City bombing that happened in the spring of 95. And as all of those things occurred, I never believed that I would see something as dramatic, as terrifying, and as disastrous as what I witnessed on September 11th, 2001. As Jack Buck says in the days following, when the games came back to being played, should we be here? Yes. We needed to at that point, a week later from when the attacks happened, to finally come back, to finally be together. One thing that we may have learned with everything that's gone on this year in 2020 alone is that sports do bring us together. The television numbers coming out of the NBA, out of Major League Baseball, out of the NHL, out of soccer from Premier League to Major League Soccer to the National Women's Soccer League in the US have been astronomical because sports brings us together, because we are looking for that feeling of community. And while that community has been broken apart by so many things that we are dealing with this year alone, whether it be the COVID-19 pandemic, whether it be the social and racial injustices that are being protested in so many ways through sports themselves, who has been the platform to lead us through these dark times. It did back then. It has at times since, and it still does in times today, and it still will decades into the future. I mentioned that one thing of September 11th is that we always seem to be stopping each year and asking each other, where were you when the planes hit the towers? For me, I was in Secaucus, New Jersey, ironically, right across the river from the World Trade Center towers. At the time, I was working on tour with the Backstreet Boys. We had just finished a show the night before at what was then Continental Airlines Arena, known as the Arena at the Meadowlands, and had returned to our hotel rooms across the road from the arena. And I was still actually asleep. Being that close to Newark Airport, you are used to hearing planes fly through the area. But this was different. We weren't used to hearing planes fly over top of our hotel because we knew what was directly behind us. We knew what was directly on the other side of us. It was the skyline of New York City. I didn't even know what was happening. I just heard planes fly as I was waking myself up from my evening of slumber. Little did I know what I was to find out next. Not one, but two planes had struck the World Trade Center towers. The damage was insurmountable. As many of us began to huddle together and watch the news, the looks in our eyes were of disbelief. The emotions on our faces were stone. No one could possibly process and comprehend what was going on. Little did we know that just a short while later, we would watch the first tower fall, followed by the second tower. Close to 3,000 people, 3,000 Americans lost their lives that day. And countless of them were heroes, our first responders, our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics and EMTs, men and women who, when tragedy strikes and so many of us try to run away, they run towards it. They are the true American heroes, and to this day will always be remembered for their heroism and their bravery in a dire time in American history. We also lost countless numbers of family members, colleagues, friends, loved ones, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, cousins, aunts, uncles, that we can never replace. I personally lost a dear friend of mine, Daniel Lee, who was on a plane that struck the towers, heading back to California to his wife and his just recently born daughter. It is something that still to this day, 19 years later, will never leave my mind. Sports became an afterthought, and rightfully so. The NFL postponed games, Major League Baseball postponed games, college postponed games. Everything stopped. In the words of Chipper Jones, who at that time was playing for the Atlanta Braves, he said, "If I were to walk out onto this field and try, just even try to play, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on what I'm doing." There was no reason we needed games. Paul Tagliabue, commissioner of the NFL at the time, rightfully said, "We will come back when it is appropriate to do so." Appropriately, it took a moment of time. It was almost 4 days before Major League Baseball played a game again. It was a week before the NFL played. Before college football played. And it was beyond that before many of us even truly felt like it was just normal to sit and watch a game. But when they came back, we were there for them, especially for our New York brethren. When the Yankees stepped onto the field against the Chicago White Sox, it was a feeling and a sound and an aura that you will never forget. For all things being, there are so many times where we might say that we hate New York. As a Red Sox fan, we don't like the Yankees very much. As a Patriots fan, we don't like the Jets or the Giants very much. But in this time and age, we stopped all of that. We stopped for a moment and we came together to simply just say, we are one and we are here with you. For Patriots fans, it became a very interesting year. What was expected to be an okay and mediocre season for the Patriots, seemingly rocked by Drew Bledsoe's injury and a very young, green, second-year quarterback Tom Brady leading an offense that was a cast of misfits that no one actually really even knew the names of many of the players on the roster, turned into a story that became more than just a story of the Patriots, more than just a story of New England, but became a story for the country. The Patriots went on to clinch the AFC East division title. They went on to go through the playoffs and clinch the AFC Championship and a trip to their second ever Super Bowl in franchise history. They would go toe-to-toe in New Orleans against the vaunted St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. The Rams were expected to blow through the Patriots' offense and defense and win that Super Bowl. But there was something about that game that just changed everything, and it changed the story. Not just for the Patriots franchise, not just for Boston, but for the country itself. The NFL changed the Super Bowl logo to being an outline of the United States with the stars and stripes embedded into the center of it. It was the first time in history that the features of the country had ever been placed into a pro sports league championship logo. But this was a special game. The halftime show featuring U2 was a remembrance of everything that we lost during that year. And the most amazing thing that seemed to happen, that's right, the New England Patriots won the game. And as everyone looked at the Patriots, donned in red, white, and blue, with the Minuteman logo, with the stars and stripes embedded into the Minuteman logo, there became a feeling of that for just one moment, for just one time, for just one year. This was America's team. And as Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, stepped onto the stage after the game, clutching the Lombardi Trophy, the first ever in franchise history, and he raised it to the sky and uttered the now famous words, "We are all Patriots." In the aftermath of everything that occurred that year, it became a rallying cry for the United States, similar to the USA chant that we heard so many times throughout the Olympics in 1980. encapsulated so well in the Miracle on Ice game against the Soviet Union. Sports, in so many ways, has brought us together. And it will continue to bring us together. September 11th, 2001 is forever a dark day. But the aftermath, the days and weeks following, the years since, are some of the brightest, the boldest, the most beautiful shining days in sports and in America. When we think about it deep down to the core, it is who we truly are. We set everything aside in those moments of need to come together as one. And we can do it. We have done it, and we will do it again. As the fall season turns and we question whether or not we should be playing sports now, as we have reached over 6.5 million cases of coronavirus, COVID-19, as over 200,000 people in the U.S. have lost their lives, as countless more have lost their lives across the world. I think back to the words of Jack Buck. And the question was asked, should we be here? For him, then, the answer was yes. For me now, the answer is yes. But we need to do even more, and we need to do even better. We are supposed to be together in this. We are supposed to be one in this. Last night, the NFL returned with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Houston Texans in a very empty Arrowhead Stadium. Sure, the emptiness was due to the coronavirus restrictions that only allowed 25% capacity of the stadium to be allowed in. But what occurred during the opening of that game, as all of the Kansas City players and all of the Houston players stood at center field, locked arm in arm, with messages on the screens about Black Lives Mattering and ending racism and ending hate and standing with each other, you saw that it was different this time around. We were one and together this time around. We were coming together this time around. Black and white players, players from island nations, players from wherever they come from, locked in arms together, standing as not just one team, not just one league, not just one sport, but to show we are supposed to be one people. And I wake up this morning to hear that Kansas City fans booed the players for doing it. We did not boo anyone when the games paused after September 11th. We did not boo anyone when games paused after Hurricane Katrina ravaged New Orleans. We did not boo when games have paused due to wildfires in California. So why are we booing now, in a time of need in this country again, the evening before a strong day of remembrance? Last night should have been an occasion that was as uplifting as we were in the days after 9/11. And I hope that we will get there again. I'm not sure how this is going to end. None of us know how this coronavirus pandemic is going to end. None of us even know how the issue of systemic racism in this country is going to end. But the issue in sports is clear. The message is clear. And to point Chris Webber, who said it best on the TNT broadcast the day of the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, if not now, when? If not in the middle of a pandemic, when? We have had so many times that we have needed to come together, and we have. Today was another day to come together. It is September 11th, 2020. Next year will be September 11th, 2021. 20 years since that horrific morning in New York City, in Washington, D.C., and in the fields of Pennsylvania. I can only hope that in a year from now, when we look upon this day, we look at it with remembrance and reverence the same way that we do 4th of July or Veterans Day or Memorial Day. And we come together as one, one people, one nation, one human race, one civilization, one world. We have done it before. We can do it. And we will do it again. We're going to take a quick break with a message from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. You're listening to And That's the Game, presented by Anchor and bestoforlando.com on the Sports Fan Base Network, Rhode Island. Still thinking of planning that socially distanced summer vacation? Well, there are deals abound, and there are deals in Orlando. Check out bestoforlando.com. You can get 2 days free at Universal Orlando, save up to 45% on SeaWorld Orlando, or even $30 off at Disney. There are hotel deals, ticket show deals, tours, attractions, theme park deals, and more. Everything you need for your Florida vacation is available today at bestoforlando.com. Welcome back to And That's the Game, presented by Anchor and bestoforlando.com on the Sports Fan Base Network, Rhode Island. Matt Gillis with you here. Time now for the final buzzer, and we finally get underway in earnest in college football this weekend. Big games on the schedule: Duke, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Clemson, Wake Forest. You can check out all of the thoughts on those games if you listened to last week's show. Nick LeBlanc and I broke down those games, gave you our thoughts on it for the week ahead. Premier League comes back. Arsenal and Fulham, Southampton, Crystal Palace, and the champions, Liverpool, taking on the newly promoted Leeds United. So that will be a very interesting game to see how it goes. There was to be one game in the National Women's Soccer League, which was to be Portland FC against OL Reign. Portland Thorns and OL Reign, both being in the Pacific Northwest, are involved in what has become an environmental disaster of sorts, in that the wildfires in California have now become so widespread and out of control, as they say, that the smoke and ash and everything else coming from the fires is now actually affecting the Pacific Northwest and affecting all the way up to Washington and the Seattle area, the Seattle-Tacoma area where the Reign are based, that they have decided to not play that game. So that game is actually paused. That game is on hold. It will be rescheduled somewhere in the midst of these 7-8 weeks that are a part of this NWSL fall series for the Verizon Community Shield. IndyCar returns this weekend as well. Doubleheader race weekend. Race number one, 4:30 on Saturday. Race number two will come at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That will, of course, follow my favorite event of a weekend whenever it is Formula One. This time, the Formula One Tuscan Grand Prix, Italy, one more time, but from Mugello. We'll see how that all breaks down. Tour de France on its final throws. They are up to stage 14 tomorrow, which means we are very close to stage 21 and the trips around the Champs-Élysées to end the season. Multiple games in the NFL as it gets underway in earnest on Sunday. Of course, a lot of eyes are on three particular games, one being that 1 o'clock game, Miami at the New England Patriots, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski and company. It sounds like we should be talking about a Patriots game. Instead, we're talking about a Bucs game. They are going to be in New Orleans to take on Drew Brees and the Saints. And then the Sunday night game, the Los Angeles Rams open up the sparkling, brand new, absolutely gorgeous SoFi Stadium at Hollywood Park against the Dallas Cowboys. The Sunday night NBC game that kicks off at 8:20. U.S. Open tennis wraps up this weekend. The women's final on Saturday, men's final on Sunday. And we shall see where the rest of the week goes in terms for the Celtics. Game 7 tonight, 9 o'clock against the Toronto Raptors. Should the Celtics win, they would be off to the Eastern Conference Finals. If they lose, it's Game 7. The season is over. Doubleheader Monday night in the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants, Tennessee Titans, and the Denver Broncos. Before we continue on through the week that may be down to simply the Red Sox, and what a bizarre and dismal season it has been, but I will add this one to it, and I know this sounds completely weird to say. Yes, the Red Sox are currently in last place in the AL East. Yes, they are 16-29. Yes, they are 12 and a half games out of first place. They are only 7.5 games out of the wild card. And I know that sounds weird to say, and it shouldn't even be said, but it is the case. It is even more bizarre that in the NL East, the defending World Series champion, Washington Nationals, are 16-26. They are 9 games out of first place. They are only 5.5 games out of the wild card. Pittsburgh is 14-27. They are only 7 games out of the wild card. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 16-29. They are only 7 games out of the wild card. The Kansas City Royals are 17-28, only 6.5 games out of the wild card. Texas Rangers, 15-28, only 7.5 games out of the wild card. How bizarre would it be if the Texas Rangers actually could somehow put together a run, make it into the playoffs, and be a home team in what has been announced now will be bubble playoffs. The National League Championship Series and the World Series to take place in one city. The American League Championship Series to take place in one city. We are going to have bubble playoffs in the major leagues. It is not something we ever expected, but that is 2020. A lot of other interesting things that occurred in the week of sports as we do a wrap up here on the final buzzer. Delaware, the DIAA, announcing they have reversed their decision. They are going to allow high school sports to play in the state of Delaware. That has been an interesting construct. They are going to start practices September 28th. They will start games in the weeks following and wrap up their season before the end of November. Of course, there is still the fight going on in the New England region. What will happen? Connecticut is not playing games. Rhode Island is not playing games. Massachusetts is not playing games. If you are listening to this show tonight on Friday night, if you are listening to it and it is Saturday morning, please get yourselves to the Rhode Island State Capitol, because at noon there is going to be a march on the Rhode Island State Capitol to continue what we started here at SFBN Rhode Island earlier in the week, the hashtag Let Them Play RI. We want to see the opportunity for there to be fall sports for all of the young student athletes in the high school sports community. There are 37 states that are playing fall sports. 23 of those 37 states have percentage numbers in terms of their 7-day, even 14-day moving averages that are higher than what Rhode Island or Massachusetts or Connecticut is dealing with. We want to see this get changed, like Delaware has realized and has changed their numbers as well too. It has been an interesting week. It has, of course, been a very interesting day. Thank you all so much for joining into tonight's show of And That's the Game. We took a look back at the thoughts and feelings surrounding September 11th, 2001, as we remember it today, September 11th, 2020, the 19th anniversary of a dark day in American history, and a day when, just like this year, sports paused because we realized that as a human race, as a civilization, as an American society, we are bigger and better than our individual selves. As I say each and every week, take care of yourselves, stay safe, wear your mask, socially distance from each other, wash your hands, do all the things that your public health experts tell you to do. We will get through this together. And one more time, we will be in stadiums together very soon. I'm Matthew Jolas. You've been listening to And That's the Game, presented by Anchor and Best of Orlando on the Sports Fan Base Network, Rhode Island. Thank you and good night.